21 through 25, light blockage. If you've got your Bible, we'll just put it up here on the screen. It says, he said to them, do not bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed. Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be discovered, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. I think there's one more slide. Whatever has will be given more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. What God has given us so that we are meant to share. That's not part of the text. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have indeed blessed us with this gospel message. Lord, be with us here today as we look at your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I had a really neat illustration I was going to use. We're going to save that for another time, do something different. Just right now, the next slide. Fred, somebody up there, please turn on the next slide. What has God given us that we are meant to share? That answer to that is the gospel. Okay, God has given us salvation. He's given us his love. He's given us forgiveness. He has given us the gospel message. This is the light that we're to share to the world. How we do this is meant for us. Okay, next slide. What is it in the way we live our lives which blocks the light of the gospel from shining in our lives? So what is it? Gloria brought up today the issue of unforgiveness, of division within the body. This blocks. This is something which the light of the gospel, when we have division, blocks that light. There are various things. We could come up with a number of things to deal with that. The next slide. Disobedience, hypocrisy, lack of commitment, unbelief. These are all various things. We could name off a bunch more. Okay? I was going to do a little bit more interactive and get into that a little bit, but let's just look at these things. If I know what I'm supposed to do and I don't do it, that's disobedience. If I say I'm doing something, but I don't, that's hypocrisy. If I lack commitment, I'm going to be there. I don't show up. Northbrook's my church, but I'm not showing up. Okay? Unbelief. I'm not going to pray. I don't really believe God's going to answer prayer. These things, they get in the way of the gospel message. Each one is like we have a lamp. We're just putting another slat in front of each one. It's interfering with seeing it. And eventually we have a whole basket around that lamp. And the light isn't getting through. Now there are people out there who've had... next slide. Okay, this is poor stewardship. Okay. Really what I've told you before is all that we have, who we are, what we do, is stewardship. God has given us the gospel. We're supposed to live it out, share it out. And this stewardship, what we do with it, how we do it, reflects on God. If we do it wrong, that's poor stewardship. Okay, there are some people who've done it right. Next. We have some lives that really shine. Reverend Martin Luther King. Today, or tomorrow, is Martin Luther King Day. It's an important day for this country. And I think it is deserving of being a national holiday. Because it's truly changed the way we live our lives. But the Reverend Martin Luther King believed what he said and believed in the gospel, believed in God's word, and he lived it out. And he did it in such a manner that he changed the world. He certainly changed this country, which has impacted the entire world. Mother Teresa, Reverend Billy Graham. Again, these are people who have lived lives that shine for Christ. They live the lives that shine for Christ. Our lives can shine too. Say, I'm not a Mother Teresa. I'm not Billy Graham. Don't put me up there with him. You have the same message. God has blessed you with the same things that he's blessed them. Different ways. Each of us is supposed to be different. So don't take it on too heavy. Next. So the question is, what is blocking the light that God has given you? What is preventing you from having the impact of Mother Teresa, Billy Graham, Martin Luther King? What is it? I'm not going to tell you. Ask God to show you. It's not my job to point and say what you're... I need to be taking the stuff out of my eye before I start looking in yours. Okay? Amen. But I'm telling you, ask God to show you. Because this is what God wants. God wants each one of us to shine brightly for Him. He wants us as a group to shine brightly together. What shines brighter? One light, little light all by itself, or a bunch of lights all brought together? A bunch of lights brought together, right? What do we call that? A fire!
Unity.
A unity. We call it unity. Okay. Next. How can you remove that blockage and let the light shine brightly so others can see? How can you do that? By praying and going to God. When He shows you what it is, go to Him and seek after Him. And He will show you how to do that. That's what I want you to do this week. Say, God, show me. What's getting between me and the light of the gospel that you have within me and those who are seeing it? So that I might shine brightly for you. Let's pray. Okay, we'll pray and then we'll sing. Father God, we just thank you for your blessings. Lord, we thank you that you have given each one of us the gospel light. You have made that light available for each person who will grab it and take hold of it. Lord, now that we've grabbed it and we've held it on as our own, help us not to hide it, Lord, by the imperfections in our lives. Lord, if we know what to do, might we do it? Lord, if we're committed to you, might we follow through the commitment? Might we be obedient? Might we not be hypocrites, Lord, but do that which we say we will do? Might our witness shine brightly for you? Lord, reveal to each one of us what it is in our lives that we need to be addressing. And might we then address it? Might we take it to you in prayer? And Lord, might you speak to each one of us and show us how to remove that from our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.